I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday, everybody. Today is November 20th, and again, we are still talking about American Education Week and recognizing the work that you do every single day as a school leader, school teacher, assistant principal, principal, superintendent, all the way custodian. It does not matter who you are. If you're involved in schools and doing the hard work every day, you certainly deserve a little bit of recognition for doing so. Welcome back to Dr. Lisa Hill, joining us all week long on the podcast as we talk about ways that our APs can be successful. A reminder, her podcast, Vice Principal on Office, can be found, I think, just about anywhere that podcast can be found. So choose your favorite platform to listen to that. And Dr. Hill, that comes out about every other week or so, right? About every 2 weeks?
It's a biweekly podcast.
That's what I thought. So if you haven't had a chance to check that one out, I would strongly recommend that you do so. There's always little funny tidbits and a lot of learning that goes on during that show. So if you haven't done so already, do so as soon as you can. Today, we're going to move on and we're going to try to get past simply just collecting metrics and just doing the daily grind and start talking about some strategies where we can really have an impact on student achievement as APs. So there's your hint into the question, and we will dive right into that one right after we get back from this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
All right, welcome back to your Morning Boost. And like I said, we've talked about a lot of things this week, and one of them that I think is really tough as an AP, and it wasn't all that many years ago I was in that exact same role and always wanted to try to make sure that I was doing that job of an instructional leader. And it's just hard sometimes within that role. So here's your question to answer. The AP role is often hijacked by dealing with discipline. So what is one practical scheduling hack or delegation strategy, something that you've used to ensure that you dedicate protected time to instructional leadership and teacher coaching?
Boy, that's a really good question. And it's really tough to do, especially for someone just starting out as an AP, because we are instructional leaders first. So first, let me say, some APs get very comfortable with the discipline role and they're afraid to grow as an instructional leader. And so you can just sit back and let all the discipline take over your life and never move forward with the instructional stuff. So you've got to be aware of that. But a hack or a scheduling thing that I would use is fill up your calendar. If there's a PLC that you're in charge of, you need to get there unless the building's on fire, or there's a fight, or something major's come up. Because things can wait. teachers can wait. Not everything's an issue. Some teachers may say, this kid's out of control. And when you go in the room, they're really not out of control. So it's all perspective. But you have to keep yourself focused on growing. And so that calendar really drives things. And I would share my calendar with everybody. I don't care who sees it. I'm very transparent so that they would know. And hopefully you have a principal who supports you in growing as an instructional leader. Because sometimes you might get a principal and they just leave you with all the heavy lifting of discipline and off they go. And so you got to be really aware of that and make sure that your principal becomes your mentor so you can grow. You're going to spend a lot of time reading outside of school. You're going to spend a lot of time in meetings outside of school. But that's part of the growth process. I think as an AP, it's almost like you're still in school, learning to become the head leader, learning all the different ins and outs of school. And if you get your system down and your teachers understand and you train your teachers to deal with emergency things, like which really aren't emergencies, mm-hmm. What is the behavior system that you have set up within your school? What are the processes? How do you empower your teachers? Do you have anybody that might be wanting to become an administrator and needs hours? Mm-hmm. And lean on them. But you've got to let your office staff know, this is not an emergency. This is an emergency. Sometimes the secretaries would call and say, oh my God, this parent needs you right away. They don't. Their kid might be in trouble. They can wait. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think it's prioritizing and it's busy. It's a lot of plate spinning. It really is. But if you get a system down, like a PBIS system, I'm currently working in a school. It's very tight. PBIS works. The teachers know what they're to do. The kids know. Parents mm-hmm. know. So it works. If it's loose, you're just going to be bogged down in discipline. I don't know if I'm answering your question because it's messy. Leadership is so messy. And discipline is messy because you have no idea what's coming one day to the next. Could be a girl fight, could be plagiarism, who knows? But then you also have to look, can the kid who cheated on a test wait? Yes, the mm-hmm. teacher might not think so, but they can wait. The fight, yeah, you might have to go deal with that. And then get yourself into classrooms because when kids see you, they'll know who you are. It does change behaviors and you work along with teachers to get the discipline, I guess, to get things to run smooth.
So what I hear you saying is you're going to have to protect some time. And to do so, you honestly have to kind of educate those around you as well. So whether it's your front office staff, again, like you had mentioned about what's really an emergency, what isn't an emergency? And empower them a little bit to make some of those decisions. That's a great opportunity for them. You know, yeah, no, we don't have to deal with this one right now. This kiddo can sit outside the office and I'll be back with them as soon as I'm done with this observation or this PLC meeting because it's not a true emergency. That's great. And that's hard. You have that, you know, that parent that comes busting in the door that's just wanting to see the principal right now. Well, they're just not available right now. And we don't need to at this point in time. And frankly, with that much emotion, probably now is not the best time for that meeting in the first place.
True, true. And I think the same goes with the emotions of teachers. Mm-hmm. And you do have to let your teachers know, if you take over the discipline, mm-hmm. and you might not need to, then you take the power away from the teacher. So you really have to partner with those teachers. And they'll understand. They want you at their PLC meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it is. It's prioritizing and working alongside people and training them on the system, letting them have a voice, understanding what's urgent, what's not urgent, mm-hmm. and then sticking to it. That's the hard part. You do want to rescue people, but you can't.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, again, it's just awesome stuff and just a wealth of knowledge here. So I love it. We've got through four. We got one more to go. So I'll see if I can give you one to stump you on Friday because I haven't done so far. You just nailed these again. But all right. Well, thank you one more time to Dr. Lisa Hill for joining us this week on your Morning Boost. And boosters, thank you for joining us as well. Keep going out there and keep doing the good work every single day. Thank you very much for doing so. But again, thank you for listening and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.